Here's a thought I'll title Execution and Content. When I look at a work of art, it often involves two different types of response that I've discovered are mutually exclusive. I can admire a work of art because of its amazing execution, or I can admire a work of art for its powerful emotive content. But curiously enough, I've discovered I can't do both of these things simultaneously. I can do them sequentially, and it doesn't make any difference which way I start, but I can't do them simultaneously. And I think I figured out why. At least for me, execution involves wonderment about how the artist did it. In photography, for example, I start wondering about techniques and about media and materials and time frame and the tools that the photographer had at the time they made the image. And oftentimes, I'm just aghast at how they accomplished what they accomplished with the tools that they had. That's one kind of way of thinking about a photograph. The second way, however, content, involves oftentimes an internal dialogue about why they did it. What made them choose this particular scene? What made them compose it in a specific way? And did all of those aesthetic decisions that they made along the way, have they added up to a more powerful image than could have been produced had they not been in touch with their deepest sensitivities? There's a number of differences between these ways of looking at artwork. When I think about execution and the wonderment about how the artist did it, it's usually a technical kind of response, which I suppose is perfectly natural because I'm a photographer myself, and so as a photographer, I want to know how another photographer did what they did. I'm curious. I want to learn. I'm fascinated. I'm amazed. But it's all about how, the constructional aspects of it. Doesn't it make sense that that kind of question usually is going to come up when I'm looking at original prints, physical prints? I never look at my computer screen and say, how did that image come to be on my computer screen? But I'll often look at a print and say, I wonder how they made that. Which probably explains why when I go to a museum, like I just recently, I've been talking about this exhibition at the Fenimore Museum, when I go to that kind of place and see original prints, a lot of my response is about the physicality of the print, about how they did it. But when I look at images on a computer screen, or in a book, or via a website, or a PDF, or some such thing, the physicality of the image is sort of uninteresting because it's just technology presenting it to me. But those are the images that I look at and say, why did they photograph this? Why did they choose this angle? Why did they choose this focal length, this distance? What's the meaning behind all of that? What's the symbolism? Why did they think this image was important? And of all the images that they photographed, why is this the one they chose to finish or publish or related to that? Why did the historian or the gallery owner or the publisher decide to include that image in the finished publication? As I say, I've learned I can't process both of these kinds of ways of thinking simultaneously. But I've also learned that I have a predisposition to one kind of response or another, depending on the medium and where I'm seeing the image. Where a conscious decision comes into play is when I'm looking at a physical print and I reflexively start thinking about how they did it, I have to step back for a minute and say, why did they do it? Because that's not my natural question. And conversely, when I'm looking at something on a computer screen and thinking about content, I have to consciously step back and say, how did they do this? Asking how and asking why are as different can be, but they're both critical ways to appreciate a piece of work. And having learned that I don't naturally do that, it's been an incredibly useful thing to be conscious about these two different responses and to make sure that I'm not missing something when I look at work because I'm predisposed to think one way or another.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.